This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. Time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. Joining us here today, FHN's clinical nurse leader with stroke and sepsis coordinator as well. Tracy Love is back with us again today. And Tracy, I understand that October 29th is World Stroke Day. Tell us about it.
World Stroke Day is once a year, and it's where everybody across the world, not just the United States, recognizes stroke as a community health issue.
And what is a stroke?
So a stroke is when a blood supply to the part of the brain that stops. It can either stop because there's what we call an occlusion, or like a blood clot that blocks the vessel so that no blood can go downstream from that clot. It could also be considered a bleed, where the vessel, rather than a clot, the vessel opens up and blood starts to go out of that vessel into the brain tissue. So a stroke can be either of those, either a clot or a bleed in the brain. But injury to the brain occurs because those brain cells start to die because they're not getting enough oxygen and nutrients because of that stop in blood flow.
Tracy, what about a TIA? I've heard about that. What is that?
A TIA is similar to a stroke. It happens in the same way, where you get this temporary blockage in the artery, but for whatever reason, with a TIA, that clot dissolves or becomes dislodged and the blood flow returns. So if somebody's having a TIA, and many times people think of this as a mini stroke, it's where, you know, they'll start to have this blockage will stick and the patient will have symptoms of a stroke, but then those symptoms will start to go away. Many times the symptoms will start to go away within 5 to 10 minutes. They can last up to 24 hours, but the symptoms do completely resolve. I think the biggest thing with a TIA, though, is it's a warning sign that a patient could have a possible stroke. They have the mechanism there that a stroke could occur. You know, so we like to make sure that that patient still comes to the emergency room, because they don't know if they're having a stroke or a TIA at home. We need to do testing, help them through that, and then if it is a TIA, get them the right information and medications to prevent that stroke from ever happening.
We're talking to Tracy Love, FHN's clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis coordinator for FHN today. Tracy, I know that stroke is one of the leading causes of death. Give us the stats on this.
So when I first started working in this role well over a decade ago, stroke was the number three cause of death in the United States. It's actually dropped now to the fifth leading cause of death. And I think that really has come about because as a country and even throughout the world, we've done a lot of information pushes, a lot of education, you know, just working with our communities to help our communities and the people realize what the signs and symptoms of a stroke are. And then to also let everybody know that this is definitely a time, if you're ever going to call 911, this is the time to call 911 and come to the hospital. You know, and we've done a lot of work, I think, with educating everyone on what those signs and symptoms look like, because we are seeing more people arriving at the hospital in time for some of those treatments.
All right, let's do some education. What are the signs and symptoms of a stroke?
So the signs and symptoms of a stroke are any numbness or weakness in the face, arm, or leg, especially if it's one side of the body. Any confusion or trouble speaking or understanding. A lot of times you may be talking with somebody and all of a sudden they start to have a hard time talking. Maybe it sounds like gibberish or like they've been drinking too much. They can have trouble with their vision or trouble seeing out of one or both eyes. Any trouble with walking, dizziness, loss of balance, or severe headache with no real identifiable cause. And most people say it's like a thunderclap. It's like I was fine, and then I'm having this horrible headache. It's not like a migraine. It's usually, as people say, it's one of the worst headaches they've ever had in their life. Any of those symptoms, it's when they happen suddenly. So these are things that don't come on slowly over time. It's going to be, I was okay, and within a minute or two, I'm not okay. I'm having these symptoms. It's a very sudden onset.
Are there things that make one person more at risk than another?
There is. Some things that we can't control are our age. Stroke risk goes up for every 10 years over the age of 55. You know, and in 2024, 38% of hospitalized strokes, though, were less than 65. So even though it goes up with age, it doesn't mean that, you know, if you're under 65, you can't have a stroke. It's just as we get older, it puts us at higher risk. Family history, if I've had a mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, or my brother or sister have a stroke, that also can put somebody at higher risk. African Americans and our Hispanic populations are higher risk as well. And females, women, we are at higher risk as well. Those are some things we can't control. Things that we can control are things like high blood pressure. You know, making sure that you're keeping your blood pressure where your doctor recommends it. Atrial fibrillation. If you are diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, make sure you're working with your providers to stay on the medications that they provide you. They may have you on a blood thinner so that you don't develop a clot from that atrial fibrillation. So that one, definitely make sure you're working with your providers. If you smoke, stop. Smoking increases our risk of stroke, and it's one of the most independent risk factors, too. You may not have other risk factors, but if you smoke, you're automatically double higher for the risk of stroke. Diabetes. If you have diabetes, make sure that you know what your blood sugars are. Make sure you're working with your providers to keep your sugars where they tell you. Other things such as obesity, heart disease, high cholesterol also are risk factors for strokes.
World Stroke Day is October 29. We're talking to a clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis coordinator Tracy Love at FHN. There's an acronym to remind people to do a quick check. I'm going to show off a little bit because you and I have talked about this on a regular basis. The acronym is FACE, right? Tell us about it.
Yep, it's BFAST is what we use now.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm behind times.
They have updated that over the past few years. We used to use FAST, and now they're using BFAST. What the BFAST does is the B and the E are balance and eyes. So for B, it's making sure, again, like we talked, balance. Are they having a sudden loss of their balance or coordination? Eyes, are they having either double vision? Are they unable to see out of an eye? Or are they looking to one side and they can't look back? They have to keep staring to that side. Face, you know, does one side of the face droop? Have them smile and show their teeth. And if you see more teeth on one side than the other, they probably have a facial droop. Have them put their arms out in front of each other, you know, and is one arm not able to stay up in the air or does it feel numb? Speech, again, have them say a simple sentence. If they can't say it correctly, if they're having slurred speech, that's a concern. And then T is for time. So if you have any of those signs of BFAST, time is of the essence. This is when you need to call 911 to get to a hospital right away.
All right. I should have tried to show off. I was off base. I was okay. Not even close. I was close, but okay. All right.
You were close.
All right. BFAST. All right. The emergency department, FHN, has equipment to help stroke victims. Tell us about that.
Here at FHN, we do have a system where we work with a comprehensive stroke center locally, where we have video equipment where a provider from our comprehensive stroke partner is able to come in on the camera. It's a two-way camera where they are able to see our patient. Our patient and family is able to see the doctor on the other screen, and they are able to come in and work with our doctors and nurses to determine, is this patient having a stroke? What do we need to do, and how can we treat them? So this is a certified, board-certified neurologist from a comprehensive stroke center who works with our teams. It's been a really good partnership to make sure that we're providing top stroke care to the patients in our area.
And my understanding is you're designated as a stroke-ready hospital. Tell us about that.
Correct. Within the state of Illinois, you have to be designated as either an acute stroke-ready hospital, as a comprehensive stroke center or a primary stroke center to provide acute stroke care to patients in the state. We've been very blessed. We are an acute stroke-ready hospital. We have been for many, many years now. And what we have to do to maintain that is we work with the state of Illinois, with Illinois Department of Public Health, and we provide information and data every year showing our stroke protocols, making sure that we have our stroke order sets, everything we need to provide evidence-based care for stroke for our patients. The state reviews it, and then if they agree, yes, you know what, we are doing what we're supposed to do, you maintain your designation every year.
All right, now get out your calendar, listeners, because 2 weeks from tomorrow, it's going to be on October 16, speaker series on stroke. Tracy, tell us about this.
I'm going to be presenting stroke information to our community at the Burchard Hills Clinic here in Freeport. Starts at 5:30 on October 16th. If you're able to, we do ask that you register through FHN.com or FHN.org, excuse me. But if you're not able to, it's still okay to come because, you know, I like to give a lot of information on risk factors, what treatments we have available, and just good information to help you or your family.
And if someone wants to get in touch with you or speak to your their organization about stroke prevention and treatment, how could they get more information, Trace?
You bet. They can go ahead and call FHN at our number, 815-599-6000, and all you need to do is ask for Tracy Love. They'll get you to me right away, and, you know, I'm always wanting to get out into our communities and talk to people about stroke.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Trace. Always great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Tracy Love, FHN's clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis coordinator, and the preceding has been brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.